Welcome to I'm No Rookie, the podcast for beauty, spa and wellness professionals ready to take the next step in their careers. So whether you're a therapist transitioning into education or a manager exploring new paths or considering starting your own training or consultancy business, this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Ayo. Today I want to talk to you about a topic that I know a lot of my students, once they've completed their qualification, are thinking or doubting their abilities, because it's all about confidence. It's all about building confidence as a new educator. So have you ever doubted your ability to teach because you spent most of your career in hands-on roles, right? Or maybe you've wondered if transition into education is actually for you. Here's the truth. Every great educator, as we know, was a beginner just like you. And in today's episode, I want to share some practical tips, maybe a few mindset shifts and some actionable strategies to help you overcome the self-doubt and confidently step into your role as an educator in the beauty, spa or wellness industry. So let's start with this. It's completely normal to feel out of your depth when you're stepping into an educator role for the first time. After all, you spent your years mastering treatments, managing teams, or creating spa experiences. The idea of standing in front of learners can feel intimidating. I remember this. But here's the good news. Your industry experience, expertise, is your superpower. I remember the first time I had to teach a group of therapists. It was kind of back in 2010, and it was my first training role. I'd just been promoted and was tasked to teach over 20 therapists about the brand's products and signature treatments. Sounds exciting, right? But let me set the scene. It wasn't exactly glamorous. The proper training facilities weren't ready, so we were kind of stuck in a basement, and I was setting up the basic tables whilst the therapists, who all knew each other, were chatting away, waiting for this expert to come in. And there I was, just 6 months out of the role, feeling completely out of depth. I won't lie, it was intimidating, and I had that moment of, what have I gotten myself into? But then I reminded myself, I knew the products, I knew the treatments. That's why I was here, because I had the passion, the knowledge, and the experience. And that's something I want you to take with you. If you're stepping into a teaching role within the same industry, so whether it's skincare, body care, or any other areas you've mastered, you've already got the foundation. Sure, it might be a new product or a new environment, but you already know your stuff. So before anything else, remember this, your experience is your strength, and that's what will carry you through. Now that we've established that your expertise is your superpower, let's get into some practical ways to build confidence as a new educator. So this is my number one tip. Lean into your experience. So you've been in the shoes of your learners. You know their challenges, their questions, and even their fears. That gives you a unique ability to connect with them on a deeper level. For example, if you're teaching a group of therapists about advanced treatments, share your stories from your own practice. Talk about what worked, what didn't work, and what you've learned along the way. Learners value authenticity. When they see you as someone who's been where they are, it builds trust. So instead of worrying about how you compare to other educators, remember this, your learners want you, your knowledge, your insights, and your real-world experiences. My second tip for you is about mastering the basics. Confidence grows when you feel prepared. A new educator, your priority isn't to know everything, it's to master the fundamentals. Start with your content that you'll be teaching and make sure you understand it inside and out. Then plan your sessions with clarity and structure so you know exactly what to deliver and when. And don't overlook the small details. Is your equipment working? Do you have all your materials? These logistics can make a big difference in how you feel walking into the room. The key is to focus on what you can control. When you're organized and prepared, you'll naturally feel more confident. My tip number three is to embrace feedback as growth. Teaching for the first time can be nerve-wracking, so why not practice beforehand? Deliver your session to a trusted colleague, a family member, or even in front of the mirror. If you have access to a colleague who's been in training roles, ask them to observe you and give feedback. They might notice things that you wouldn't, like you kind of pacing or how you're explaining concepts. The more you practice, the more natural it will feel. And by the time you're in front of actual learners, it feels less like a daunting first and more like something you've already done. So here's a quick thank you from our sponsors, Developing Educators Academy, for supporting this episode. If you're ready to take the next step in your career, whether it's teaching, enhancing your qualifications, or becoming an assessor, Developing Educators Academy provides a supportive, collaborative learning environment to help you thrive. To learn more, visit developingeducatorsacademy.com. All right, let's keep going. More practical tips to build your confidence as a new educator. Tip number four, the first 5 minutes of any session are often the most intimidating, but they're also the most important. This is your chance to set the tone, build rapport, and ease into the session. Start with an icebreaker. It could be something as simple as introductions or a fun question to get the group talking. This warms up the room and helps you settle into your role as the educator. And if you're looking for inspiration, I've created a free guide with 10 icebreaker tailored ideas for those within the beauty, spa and wellness industry. So you can download it by visiting developingeducatorsacademy.com/icebreakers. Now let's talk about mindset, because confidence isn't about preparation. It's about how you think and feel about your role and even about yourself. So the first shift is reframing your doubts. It's easy to focus on what you feel you're lacking. Maybe you're thinking, I don't have the years of teaching experience, or I'm not sure I'll connect with learners. But here's the thing, your doubts don't define you. Instead, focus on what you do bring to the table, your hands-on experience, your industry knowledge, and your passion. These are your strengths, and they're exactly why you're in that room. Shift number two, understand your impact. Teaching is not just about delivering information. It's about inspiring growth. Think about how your knowledge and guidance can shape the next generation of professionals. Every learner you connect with has the potential to impact countless others. So when you embrace this perspective, you realize it's not about being perfect, it's about making a difference. Confidence as an educator isn't built overnight. It's a journey. So you want to start small, focus on your strengths, and remember why you're doing this. Our industry needs knowledgeable, passionate, and professionals like you to lead the way. So don't forget to grab your free copy of the 10 icebreaker ideas to confidently kick off your teaching session, developingeducatorsacademy.com/icebreakers. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of I'm No Rookie. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who's thinking about stepping into educational training. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps more beauty, spa and wellness professionals find this podcast. And remember, you're no rookie in this field. It's just time to upskill. Stay confident, keep inspiring, and I'll see you on the next episode.